Also, it's a busy time at City Hall, and joining us this morning is the Director of Public Works and our good friend Adam Wason. How are you this morning, my friend? Happy spring break.
Hey, good morning, Mike. I'm doing great, sir. How are you?
Excellent. We're putting together a show here that we didn't know we were even putting together here about an hour ago, so this has been fun. Two of my favorite people to get caught up with. When does your vacation start?
You know, there wasn't much vacation for me this time around. You know, we got a lot going on here with upcoming projects and projects that are ongoing. So Grandma and Grandpa Wason came up from Florida to our nice cold weather and hung out with the kids this week. And so that's been a nice help. I had a few flashbacks from being called by my full name, Adam George. But otherwise, you know, it's been a nice week having the folks in town.
Well, now, if you behave, that won't be the case moving forward. Don't forget that.
Flashbacks were real. Every time a picture was going to be taken, Adam George.
Well, that's great your parents can come up and help out because Obviously spring break, busy times. We just talked to our good buddy Julie Warren last half hour to get her recap of what's been going on. And we're thrilled to have you this morning because the last, I don't even want to go back that far, but this has been a busy 5 or 6 or 7, 8 day period because of the news of the Grimes Lane intersection, how that's going to affect things. We have construction. I'm looking out the window here between 8th Street North to 10th Street on Walnut. Give the listeners who are with us today the timelines of how this all happens, the timing of why it has to happen. Let's just help them get some good information on this. Not to say that any bad information's out there. I just want them to hear it from the man that's in charge.
You know, as far as being in charge, we'll let that to be determined for another day. But,
in charge of this half hour of radio programming.
Yeah, right. But yeah, you know, we do. We've got a lot of infrastructure projects going on in Bloomington and Monroe County right now. Some of them, you know, came out are a bit unplanned in terms of more emergency type work. Some of them are have been planned for over a decade. So it's a mix of projects that have been in the pipeline for some time, and then, you know, we've also got the major I-69 construction continuing and ongoing. So, but, you know, you mentioned the Grimes and Walnut Street project. We've had a real productive meeting with the Perry Township office last night and their board, and, you know, are going to continue talking with those folks about trying to limit some impacts down there. But, you know, the one thing I just stress to start is that these are all major infrastructure projects. So we've got a variety of projects with a variety of agencies or governmental bodies that are taking them on. And you know,
how important is working together with those governmental agencies? Is that going to expedite the process, or does that kind of bog things down because you have to go through so many different agencies?
Well, no, you know, that's the part that, you know, working with these other agencies and governmental bodies is, you know, how we've gotten to where we're at. You know, we've got, you know, whether it's, you know, so just to kind of recap all the projects right now. So, you know, Monroe County government and the City of Bloomington Utilities with the Country Club drive closure between Rogers and Walnut. Lots of coordination there, you know, for the last several months and leading up to this project. You know, the bridge project was one where the structural deficiencies were just found, you know, to be serious enough last year that, you know, either the major repairs would be made or close down that bridge. So you've got to make those repairs. The state provided the county with some community crossings grant money to get that bridge project done. But where the coordination took place there was, you know, utilities knew they needed to go across Country Club in that same area. So instead of doing that, you know, 2 months after the county project
right,
or something like that, let's get in there beforehand, get our sewer project done, and then the county can start with their bridge project. So I've been coordinating on that for several months amongst all the parties, you know, with, you know, so you've got the bridge project there. You know, the county also has their Fullerton Pike project going on down there between Rogers and all the way over to Walnut Street Pike. Major, major infrastructure project with many, many years of planning and funding through the Metropolitan Planning Organization, the MPO. So, you know, those projects that receive federal dollars take several years to plan and get into place. And so that one's ongoing.
When you look at this planning, there's really not a quote unquote good time to do this because you get no guarantees from weather. You have to follow kind of where the money is available, right? There's just never a perfect time to, you can't close you can't just close the doors on the city and say we'll be back in 2 weeks once this
is all
done.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's the exact point to be made is, you know, as much foresight and planning that can go into these things, sometimes the inconvenience is just that, an inconvenience. You know, one thing we tried to stress with the Perry Township Board yesterday was there's never going to be a good time to bring Walnut Lane down to two lanes, whether it's in the middle of the summer or the middle of the winter. There's never a good time to do it, but this sewer project's part of a major sewer infrastructure overhaul where they're putting $7 million worth of repair money towards upgrading the sewer system. The pipe that they're replacing is over 100 years old. You know, there's never a good time to replace a 100-year-old pipe on one of your main arteries, but at the same time, it needs to be done. So, you know, that's one thing I just stress with folks that we talk with is, you know, projects of this magnitude and this type of scope is certainly always going to have an impact. It's going to be an inconvenience for someone. You know, this is kind of the convergence of several things beyond anyone's control in terms of, you know, that bridge. Nobody knew it was as structurally deficient as it was until the inspection was made last year. You know, and we knew that it was here at some point with our friends at the county that something was going to need to be done. But we went to fill some potholes last year, and, you know, our crews looked at it and said, oh, boy, this looks a little worse than we thought it was. And we got the county bridge team involved, and it was a bit worse. So it needed to be done. You know, we've got the Tappan Rockport project coming up this June through November. Major project.
It is. But it's interesting how it all intersects with public safety to some degree, because you can't have dilapidated bridges. You can't have a water, sanitary, whatever problem that's causing. So it kind of goes hand in hand, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, the Tappan Rockport project, one thing to note there is I can tell you I've been in city government full-time for, well, over a decade now. And since my earliest days here, that project's been talked about as a major need for infrastructure, for an infrastructure improvement to help traffic flow. It's had several iterations. It was going to be a roundabout. That price tag came in way too high. There's some CARS features that were going to impact it. And now, you know, it's a stoplight project where, you know, hopefully capacity will be gained and pedestrian improvements be made and such. But that's literally, that project's been in the planning in some shape or form for 10 plus years. And, you know, the funding is now available. And the funding has been available for the last few years. But our agreement with the community, with the neighborhoods down there, was we would never start that project until Tap Road overpass on I-69 was done. Well, you know, I'll tell you, our working relationship with NDOT is as good as it's ever been, but
hope it's over in August.
Yeah, exactly. But we all know that I-69 project's 2 years behind schedule, and so, you know, I think some of that exacerbates it. If you happen to be a West Side resident like myself, and you need to get over the I-69 main line on 2nd Street or 3rd Street, and you get backed up there, and then you get into town and you get backed up by a city project, the frustrations are exacerbated. We get that, you know, and again, some of it's just beyond our control, and some of it is that projects are going to be inconvenient on your main roads.
But it's interesting that the project for Tappan Rockport, for example, is to alleviate that traffic.
Yeah.
So we have to take a short-term loss for a long-term gain.
Yeah.
That's the only way you can look at it. We don't want all these things. People, the main question people ask me, why are you doing 2nd Street and 3rd Street at the same time?
Yep, and I've got a great answer for that one, Glass. So, you know, the 2nd and 3rd Street overpasses at the same time could never have happened under the prior agreement between the City of Bloomington and Isolux, the private development group that didn't do such a great job on the I-69 project. We had a written agreement with them that said you can never have simultaneous work going on consecutive overpasses. So 2nd and 3rd Street under that agreement could never have lane restrictions at the same time. When NDOT came in and took over the project and set a date that they needed to be out of here by August of 18, that agreement was no longer valid. It wasn't with NDOT. It was with that private development firm. And, you know, we protested in such a way that, you know, we told them, hey, this isn't going to work well. But they also kind of wielded the bigger stick in that. And they knew the only way to try to get this done by August is, you know, this kind of short term, which is feeling like a little bit of a long-term pain, you know, to get towards that August deadline. And I do want to stress, though, the working relationship between city, county, city and county staff with NDOT, the amount of information they pass along, it's as good as it's ever been, so we appreciate that. But, you know, it's got a serious impact. We drive over the Second Street Bridge each morning to try to get the kids to school by 8 a.m. And
well, that's why I wanted to have you on, because a lot of people, and you know, where you live is where you live.
Right.
And you didn't choose to live out here just so the bridge work could get done and you could give us firsthand experience. But you can give us firsthand experience because that's where you live.
Yeah, I can tell you.
So you're not taking the city's helicopter into work every day.
Yeah, City Force One doesn't quite exist, but
I'm using that again. City Force One, I'm using that.
Yeah, I can tell you the tardies on the kids' little progress report has gone up this past semester, and we're getting notifications from the school saying, "Hey, you're a little high on your tardies." And
Yes, we are.
So.
Adam Wason's our guest this morning. He's the director of public works for the city of Bloomington and one of the busier working, hardest working people, obviously, recently, with all the examples he's just given us. And Adam, when we look forward to doing this, nothing ever ends. Progress never stops. But once this round of stuff gets done, is there any other large looming things on the horizon, or is it going to be just kind of chill out for a little bit until we get to the hospital?
For the gray hairs on my head's sake, I hope it chills out a little bit. But we're always going to have paving season. We're always going to have, water lines being replaced or sewer lines being replaced. The convergence of all of these at once is the frustration, and I get it. That's the only thing I can say. I get it. The southwest quadrant of the city from now until about the end of July is going to be pretty rough travel.
Or as we call it, my neighborhood. So I'll be right there with everybody,
exactly.
And that's fine. And what you can do is leave 10 minutes earlier. I know it's a little inconvenient, but some of this is a you problem as well. If you're going to do it the way you did it, because that's the way you did it, we're trying to help you. We're trying.
Yeah,
to...
and it's understood. You know, it's going to be painful. You know, the Walnut and Grimes, we've still got a really major decision to make with that project in conjunction with the Board of Public Works and Utilities and MCCSC and Bloomington Transit. You know, Country Club's not scheduled to open back up until, you know, mid to late July. There is a $1,000 a day incentive for that contractor to get done before July 26th. And, you know, we're pushing to see if we can get some nights and weekends and really just go as quickly as possible with our partners at the county with that project. But it's possible that we need to do the Grimes project have that closure of Grimes at the same time a Country Club. It won't be till the summer. It won't be till school's out. But hearing from MCCSC and in particular and then Bloomington Transit, if the Grimes closure goes into the school year, the transportation folks with MCCSC have told us, you know, we know, their estimation is that they're going to have between 50 and 60 buses 45 minutes later with arrival times than they need to be. That's not a good thing. So we're really looking closely at how we, if we can do a bit of an overlap between Country Club and Grimes. Again, it's going to be painful, but, you know, it'll be during the summer months. Hopefully traffic will be down a bit. Those are the things we weigh. Those are the things we balance. You know, what's the impact on transit? What's the impact on the school district? What's the impact on the local businesses in Perry Township? And how do we mitigate those all while knowing there is going to be an impact?
It's an amazing juggling act because there are so many factors in place here. One other question people have always brought up to me, they say, hey, look, is there somebody I can call? Is there somebody I can email? Is there somebody I can talk to? I've got a suggestion. I've got a this. I've got a that. Are you taking public comment? Do you always take public comment? That's part of the job?
Absolutely. For anybody impacted, we're certainly taking public comment. You know, if it's a public works project, 349-3410 is our main line. We can always, and that's the thing. A lot of these aren't direct public works projects, but the Board of Public Works and our office is a main conduit to that coordination. The Board of Public Works approves all usage of the right-of-way for construction, even if it's a utilities project. So And, you know, originally we were going to hear the Walnut and Grimes closure next Tuesday, the 20th. After much discussion, we said, hey, we can push that decision off 2 weeks and have more conversation, get more input. But, you know, so whether it's the Public Works Office, you can always just call the Main City Line. You know, one of the things for city projects is on our website, you know, bloomington.in.gov/engineering/projects is a list of all the projects that the engineering department and their staff is working on in coordination with Public Works. And so that's a good clearinghouse, but, you know, we're always willing to take some input. You know, one thing we're looking at on Rogers Street right now is we're studying does it make sense to turn some of the four-way stops on Rogers Street between 2nd and Patterson into two-way stops where only east and west traffic actually stops? Will that help the flow to get through Patterson, to get through Rockport, to get through Country Club during these, you know, major projects that need to use Roger as a detour? You know, so, and that input came from just a member of the public saying, hey, have you guys thought about this?
Right,
you know, we were thinking about all, you know, a lot of different things, and that one came up, and it was like, well, look at it. You know, we've got to look at it from line of sight and safety issues and all of those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're always taking input. We're always trying to mitigate the impacts the best we can. And, you know, if we know you need to have access between 8 and 9 to get into your parking lot, we're going to try to help you have that access.
Why is everyone raising their hand? That's kind of interesting.
yeah.
We know you're very busy. We appreciate your time as always. I'm going to bug you in a couple weeks after that,
yep.
After that get together and see where we're going, because we get to the point, no faking, and we get everybody online. So that's the good news. Enjoy the NCAA tournament. Enjoy St. Patrick's Day. Enjoy the company of mom and dad.
Yeah, taking them back to the airport today. NCAA wrestling also starts today.
Oh, that's
today.
Right.
And we'll be at Assembly Hall tonight with the girls watching Hoosier women's basketball. So go Hoosiers. And do you want a quick trivia?
Yes, please.
Today's bicentennial trivia question the one and only Diane Daly. The Victorian mansion at 520 North Walnut was once the home of which popular Bloomington restaurant? Do you need a multiple choice? Or?
I'm trying to think. I've got to do the
520
math.
North Walnut. That's going to be in the area of 10th and Walnut.
10th and Walnut.
Was it Sully's Oak and Bucket, the Loaf and Ladle, Ladyman's Cafe, or Porticos?
You know, that was before my time. I got here in 1993, and the 10th Street there was the Shell, Taco Bell, and Trailways bus station.
Okay, you and I are about the same time frame. So this was, according to Diana,
I guess
it was
Porticos. Okay.
So, yep. Yeah.
We're learning together.
That is very true. So
hey, someone's got to keep it young around here. We can't have all these old timers doing it. Oh, they're not old timers. It's a joke.
I thought you know, when you said you got here in 93, I figured much more like 83. But that was
I'm weathered.
Yes.
Hey, have a great weekend. Have a safe trip up to Indy, and we'll be in touch here in the next couple weeks.
I always appreciate it. Glenn.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
No, I always appreciate it. Thank you, and thank everybody over there at City Hall for us as well.
Take care.
All right. Adam Wason, he's the Director of Public Works, good friend, obviously, and he did our sports report in there, too, which was even better.